At Bromwich & Smith, we hope you haven't heard of us, because we hope you haven't had to deal with mounting debt. But if you are starting to feel debt's pressure, our hope is to provide you with hope. Bromwich & Smith is a licensed insolvency trustee committed to providing debt relief. To learn about Consumer Proposals, a flexible, federally protected alternative to bankruptcy, visit bromwichandsmith.com, spelled B-R-O-M-W-I-C-H and smith.com.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max? Then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
A no-nonsense, or maybe I can even say on air, no BS welcome. And this is Carol Ann Hamilton, your host. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. So the great thing is that there are more places you can access us ever more readily this year. And what never changes is that this is also where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And so I'm going to start with a couple of questions. And they are, do you secretly or not so secretly want to control life? Do you believe you actually can? Okay, I cheated. I stole those from the guest today. And she says, you know, how nice it would be if we could. But she says we can't. And I agree with her. If anything, she wrote her first book as a wake-up call for you, which is really all of us, to start living our best lives right now. And that means being happy with what's in front of you, seizing the moment, and taking risks. We were due to broadcast this show around the time of Mother's Day, and it was very important for us to honor World Ovarian Cancer Awareness Day, and we did in the end. And still, even a month later, I find it perfectly synchronistic that she would join us to share wisdom plus more from her first book called When I Die, Take My Panties: Turning Your Darkest Moments into Your Greatest Gifts. And so I still find it amazing how her appearance lined up, because we were just chatting and I'm learning that she's launching a very big leadership development program starting next week. Maybe she'll talk about that near the end of the show. And thus, this is keeping her exceptionally busy. And now that we find ourselves in June, Father's Day has also just passed. And whether it was Mother's Day or Father's Day, I know that this can be a very checkered time of year for many, especially if they feel like they had an absent or perhaps challenging parental relationship, shall we say, or still do, in fact. And so I know that I had intended to really help those with uncopable parents, as I like to call them, find relief in the permission to frankly feel as they honestly do about their relationship. And had written blogs around the anniversary of my mother's passing and eulogizing her at my website of copingwithuncopableparents.com. And I did the same for Father's Day most recently. And the reason that I go to such lengths to be raw is because that's obviously how we roll around here on The Conscious Caregiver, and I certainly do in general. Now, I've considerably shifted my own perspective in the intervening years since my mother passed in April of 2010. And so that's going to be a very big part of what we talk about today in terms of Jen's experiences with her mom as well. And I can now squarely say with you, you know, on the stack of proverbial Bibles, that I admire above all else my mother's courage in immigrating to Canada with little more than the clothes on her back way in 1953. And she came over to Canada from war-torn Europe, having lost her brother on a combat mission, if you can imagine, 7 days before World War II ended. And this was very hard to think about as we recently acknowledged the 75th anniversary of D-Day on June the 6th. And, you know, their further journey really consisted of my mom, frankly, marrying a man who was probably not right for her, except on a bigger picture plane. And that has to do with soul contracts. And, you know, that's for a different day and time. She was prescribed Valium for a bunch of years, until electroshock therapy supposedly cured her. But what I now realize is that she did her best and I was absolutely wanted. In addition to her courage, what I really admire is that she helped Jewish people to escape the hometown. And, you know, that was extremely challenging at the time to do this, and the integrity involved really draws my utmost and lasting respect. Given that there were lots of economic conditions at the time in Europe, I know that she at least told me the story of picking wildflowers in the mountains around the hometown in order to sell them on street corners and garner some money in order to buy food for the family. Once, of course, over here, and I was growing up, a burglar tried to break into the family home. I was no longer living there, but I just thought to myself, wow, she actually went, you know, found her way downstairs to the furnace room and sort of yelled from a distance at the guy, "Stop!" you know, and get out, which was amazing to me. So, you know, it's all in how you really perceive your parents as you go along, I think. And certainly when I willingly delivered her eulogy, I did so according to what I call gracious integrity. No, with paranoid schizophrenia, it was not easy growing up in that family of origin. However, I really wanted to acknowledge that she tried to offer things like ironing my blouses. Now, folks, let's understand here. I was about in my 30s at the time, already married, and she still wanted to iron my blouses because she thought that would help me with my busy workplace. I mean, you've got to, you know, kind of love that in its own rights. And so there you have it, just a little further from what I had already shared around Mother's Day about my own family. And, you know, by her own definition, our guest describes herself as the velvet sledgehammer, or sometimes simply the sledgehammer. And, you know, I kind of like that. But of course, she always does this in a judgment-free space where clients and she get very real about what's going on. And of course, that's what we strive to do around here. So admittedly, knowing what you do now, can you understand how part of me was, though, a little scared about approaching her to be on the show, much as we did study together. You know, one of the things that totally frightened me was that she also does improv as a comedian. And that's something which, forget about panties, like it intimidates the pants right off of me. But, you know, I'm glad I took the guts to approach her, because we're all about offering content that is going to be greatly beneficial to all of you. So when we return, I can't wait to share her. And I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes.
Do you ever wonder why certain things are happening in your life? How to start a business or a new direction? Need answers? Astrologer Bonnie Perbula can help you reveal your true self and gain strength and focus so you can achieve greater joy and success. Working with a natal birth date, time, and location, Bonnie brings out qualities to aid you in getting the best from your life. She can help you unlock dormant traits to bring you greater awareness. Bonnie also conducts public speaking engagements to educate aspiring astrologers on their journey to the stars. A gifted artist, Bonnie bridges her talents and recently launched a line of Astro Bears, uniquely created in colors of individuals' astrology charts. She also makes one-of-a-kind necklaces of crystal beads and woven thread. To learn more about the world of Bonnie Perbula, go to BonnieGPerbula.com. And for astrology consulting, visit AstrologyConsultants.com or call or email her at 808-526-1536 or BonnieGP@AOL.com. Unleash the obstacles that bind you with certified professional coach Joanne Charette, a master practitioner in energy leadership. Joanne can help you break through personal and professional barriers and guide you to a higher level of empowerment and fulfillment. Passionate and dedicated, Joanne engages with her clients on a mutual journey. Her dynamic energy will motivate you to move forward as you partner on a venture to greater results. Isn't it time to make a breakthrough and commit to live the life you deserve? Invest in yourself and let Joanne Charette be the catalyst to the realization of your dreams by making them a reality. Based in Quebec, Canada, Joanne is also a space coach, using social media and Skype to work with anyone, anywhere around the world. Contact Joanne Charette today at 819-360-3266 or email her at actionrealization@live.ca. 819-360-3266. Now is your time.
Welcome back, everyone, and you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. And I am just about to share our guest, life coach, author, and speaker, Jen Kokan. A reminder to all of you that we do welcome call-ins at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And here's something for you to consider as we come to our first segment with Jen. To what extent do you believe that our darkest moments can actually be turned into our greatest gifts? Either way, so glad that you're here, because you are about to gain some priceless answers to that very question. And I would like you to meet Jen Kokan. She is a life coach of 20 years, and she helps CEOs overcome their self-made limitations and reach new levels in their business and personal lives. Her first book, When I Die, Take My Panties, Turning Your Darkest Moments into Your Greatest Gifts, chronicles the experience of coping with her mother's death from ovarian cancer, and shares Jen's core message that everything that comes our way is meant to teach us about ourselves. You know, and when she's not crafting best-selling books or speaking to audiences around the country, you can find Jen performing stand-up comedy or eating Nutella by the spoonful in the nearest grocery aisle. Okay, so yeah, do I just get to laugh my head off over that or what? Either way, Jen, welcome to the Conscious Caregiver Show, and thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be on the show with you.
We share that, and there's lots to do. So let's start by telling you a little, you know, by you telling us a little bit about how you came to be, you know, doing the work in the world that you are, and please incorporate indeed something about this very poignant and insightful journey that you experienced with your own mom, Jen.
Yeah, so what's interesting is I've been a coach for about 22 years. So as people say, you were a coach before it was a thing, right? I used to lead programs for a big personal growth and development company while I was in politics for nearly 25, 30 years at the same time. And when my mother was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and really it was after her death, it made me stop and write the book because I felt like so much of my life had prepared me. And you spoke about soul contracts when you were in the first segment of the show. I deeply believe my mother's contract before she incarnated, the fact that she got ovarian cancer, was truly an awakening call for her spiritually, because she was a scientist. You couldn't see it, touch it, taste it, or smell it. It didn't exist in her world. And through the five years, 1 month and 8 days that she had ovarian cancer, she became a very spiritual being. And through that, I woke up to my own gifts as a healer, as an energy worker, and began to incorporate that into my coaching. When she passed and I wrote my book, it was as if, you know, you've had this experience too, Carolyn, it just pours out of you. And over the course of 4 years and rewriting it 7 times, when it eventually came out, I was laid off from my fourth job the day before. Now, in politics and in nonprofits, that often happens. But I took stock for a week and said, okay, there's a bigger calling for me here. And what I began to realize was all the lessons I learned caring for my mother from afar, from Colorado, she was in Florida, my own awakenings, her awakenings, really were lessons in leadership and life. And that if I was able to pass those on to other people, I would want to do that so that they could live their best life now, instead of waiting for a diagnosis like cancer or something bad to happen to us to become that wake-up call, which you and I both know happens all the time.
My goodness gracious, Jen, you know, as much as we've chatted with each other at shared meetings and stuff, I really am, I'm already being illuminated, and I hope that our audience is too, by your realizations about wake-up calls and what was really learned, both for your mother and also for you as a result of traveling that journey with her. So I hope folks are really taking in the importance of, you know, kind of what the bigger picture is. And you've spoken to what you encountered while you were writing the book and so on. Gosh, between the politics and the other roles and responsibilities that you had, you must have started at about the age of 5, I'm thinking, because I've seen you face to face, and what a high energy person that you are. You know, nonetheless, there were probably, with all of that, some challenges that you encountered along the way. And I would be really curious to know, you know, what you had to confront in those regards yourself.
Yeah, yes, thank you for that lovely compliment. I appreciate that. I would say that back to you as well. I would think, number one, you know, prior to my mom getting sick, I was petrified of dying. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to think about it. And I was somebody who took risks. You know, I had ridden my bike in Alaska from Fairbanks to Anchorage. I'd skydive. I'd done all these things. My mother was very practical, even when I was younger, and she and my stepdad would always send me papers so that I would know where things were, because I was the executor of her will. But in my mind, she's never going to die, right? I think sometimes you think your parents just, you don't think about them passing. So through that experience, I did a lot of research on my own. And one of the books I highly recommend to people is Journey of the Soul, A Case Study of Life Between Lives, which was written by a regression hypnotherapist who documented what happens to us when we die. And he did this while he was hypnotizing people for weight loss and smoking and other things like that. But the biggest challenge was confronting death, confronting not only was my mom going to die, I was too. And then being able to be with that and seize the moment and not be thinking about her dying in the future, because today, right now, in this minute, on June 19th, 2019, we're in this moment right now. I'm speaking with you. If someone is dealing with a parent who is ill, whether mentally, emotionally, physically, if we think about and get wrapped up in what might happen, how things were going to go, what we should have, would have, could have done, we're not being present in the moment. We're not doing ourselves any favors, not doing the people around us any favors. Certainly can't be with things the way they are. I think when we're present is where in our creativity that's in. So it's that distinction between perception and reality. You mentioned you were intimidated on approaching me. I was intimidated to be on your show.
Hold that thought right there, Jen, because we're just due for a wee pause. And so I'm letting everyone know, stay tuned with the Conscious Caregiver. You're listening to us from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. We're coming live, and I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. Stand by, everyone.
Are you looking for employment and live in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is the place for you. Are you an employer looking to fill a position or quite a few positions in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is for you. Employers, jobsannex.com is your resource for career-minded people. Jobsannex.com is the convenient place for job seekers and employers to hook up and move forward. Jobs Annex has been serving Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties for over 14 years. Jobs Annex is a former employment search firm. We've evaluated many thousands of resumes, and we understand what employers want and what job applicants need to be successful in their interviews. At Jobs Annex, we provide you with the tools to tell your story for free. Our resources at jobsannex.com will help each applicant construct an award-winning resume, an eye-catching cover letter, and key interview questions to ask in various types of interviews. Best of all, it's free. Jobsannex.com. That's jobsannex.com.
Have you ever wondered why some children recover from their symptoms of autism while others never seem to get any better? After 13 years of research, Karen Thomas has recovered her own son from his symptoms of autism naturally. She now shares how she did it with you in her free webinar so that you can have the right resources and knowledge to help your child. The definition of recovery is to regain health. Karen offers this to you in four stages: healing the gut, natural heavy metal detoxification, balancing the co-infections of autism, brain support, and repair. Register now for this free webinar to help you know what you can do to help your child to sleep better, be more calm, improve focus, and reach their fullest potential to live a happy, healthy life. Go to naturallyrecoveringautism.com/free workshop. Empowering parents with the resources to naturally recover autism from a mom who's done it.
So delighted that you are with us today, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We are chatting today with life coach, author, and speaker Jen Kolkin about a cancer caregiver's journey. And I tell you something, it's been already so poignant for me, and I mean that, to hear what Jen discovered via her core messages through seeing her own mother through ovarian cancer, and, you know, how everything that comes our way is in some fashion meant to teach us about ourselves. And so we're going to, you know, continue to wholeheartedly push some boundaries today and, you know, ultimately look at what's rising within you as a result of her, I'm going to call it tender, but also no-nonsense sharing with us. So, Jen, you were just starting to share what was, you know, maybe challenging for you along the way of that whole journey. And was there anything else that we needed to cover off on that subject because we needed to pause for a break? Did we miss anything you were going to say there?
We did not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then we would probably be good with going into what I always like to hear about, which is mindsets and attitudes. And, you know, especially those that you found helpful to support caregivers, because we both know, Jen, that there is tremendous further healing and transformation that can come out of this chapter of life. And we want to impart that, because if you asked me, what is one thing that you see that caregivers fail to miss, and they kind of turn like ostriches in their, like heads in the sand, which is what is on the cover of my two books. You know, they don't look at what is the healing and transformation that can come out of all of this. But first, that is born of some attitudes and mindsets. So I would love to hear what you have explored and learned in those regards.
Yeah, thank you so much. And it does segue from the final thing I was saying when we were talking about the challenges, is your perception versus reality. So I came up with what I call my caregiver's blueprint, but I also call it the three laws of leadership, the three lessons of what it is to be what I call a viral leader, the kind of person that people want to follow. And I got this all from caring with my mom. And number one is deal with the facts. You know, when my mom was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, she at the time was diagnosed stage four. Most people are given like less than a 30% chance of living 5 years. She lived just a little over 5 years. And I remember phoning her when I got the news. She went in for a hysterectomy and they found the cancer, and it was all throughout her body. So they knew it was stage four. And I said, I was devastated. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to come? And she said to me, honey, and she was high on morphine at the time, she's like, we don't know what we're dealing with. Until we have the facts, there's nothing for you to worry about. And that became one of our mantras, that when she would get scared, I would get scared, my stepdad would get scared, my aunt, my uncle, et cetera. What are the facts? What do we know right now? What's the diagnosis? You could say, what's the prognosis? But even the prognosis of that less than 30% chance of living was statistics, right? And yes, they're based in science, but why think about the future? Deal with what's happening right now. Second piece is say everything. Don't leave anything unsaid. That includes, I'm scared, I don't want you to. There was a point where my mother was toward the end, it was almost the end of her life, about 9 months before she died, and she wanted to go for a second opinion and try another medication. And I said, okay, in the guise of doing what we agreed to do, I'm going to tell you, I don't agree with that. I think we should get the family together, the kids, the grandkids, go on vacation, spend time together. And she said, thank you for sharing that with me. I'll get back to you, let you know what I think. She got back to me and said, we're going to go for a second opinion, which leads me to my third point, empower the patient's choice of treatment. My response was, great. What do you need from me? The patient, the person, has no control over their diagnosis, likely over their mental illness. If they have emotional illness, you know that those are chemical issues in their brain. They don't have control over that. They do have control over how are they going to be treated. So deal with the facts, say everything, and empower the person's choice of treatment.
And that latter statement is a really great summary, Jen, of what you're talking about there, because you said you learned these things via the caregiving journey, but they really apply as principles of leadership, as principles for life, isn't it? Because one of the other errors that I find people make a lot out there, whether it's in elder care or otherwise, is that they get very attached to how they think that things should roll out. And what they're forgetting that you're saying with us is, yeah, but in this case, how does the client or the patient themselves want to run this? Because in the end, it is their journey. And building on all of that, let's take a look at least the start of some of the strategies that you've also found helpful to support caregivers. And by the way, Jen, we've come to define caregivers around here as not just aging parents, but also possibly you have a significant other that you're dealing with some issues, or friends, neighbors, colleagues, even folks who are in the sandwich generation that are dealing with their own growing families, along with all the other priorities of life, shall we say. So what can you give us by way of the start of some strategies here?
Yeah, and I think that also that caregiver also can extend to coworkers and friends. You might not be physically taking care of that person on a day-to-day basis, but you care about that person in your life, so you're giving care to to them, right? I think one of the questions that I tell people to ask, which I think is so important, is you ask the person who was dealing with the illness, et cetera, is there anything I can do for you right now? Because if you say, is there anything I can do with you? I don't know. I don't know what I need. I don't know how I feel today. I don't know how I'm going to feel tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know. But if I were to say to a coworker who I found out was sick, or maybe they have someone in their family that's dealing with an illness, is there anything you need right now? Yeah. Would you go pick up that thing off the copy machine? Because I'm exhausted from chemo and can't do it. Or would you get me a Coke, a cola from the vending machine? Or, you know, just you asking that question makes me feel better. So number one, is there anything I can do for you right now in this moment of time? Keep asking. They may say no. Keep asking. People want to be asked. I think.
Oh, yeah. So that's a great first one, Jen. And hold that thought right there, because we're going to get more of your wisdom in just a moment. We're coming to you live, of course, from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
Tune into It's All About You with host Dr. Martha Latz, a lively weekly broadcast on BBM Global Network, one of the most empowering shows for time-starved, overscheduled multitaskers. The professional expertise of Dr. Latz is directly available live every Thursday at 1 p.m. to answer and address concerns about relationships, life transitions of career, meeting, dating, and committed relationships. It's All About You with Dr. Latz will expand your understanding of current concerns across your relationships by broadening and expanding possible solutions in developing skills for mutually desired outcomes. Dr. Martha's expertise is as a licensed marriage and family therapist, life, transition coach, and all things to do with communication at work, home, and with friends. Check out her website at auniquetherapycenter.com.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomena while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
So thanks, everyone, for the privilege of being part of your day, because we truly appreciate you tuning in. And I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. And a reminder that we yet welcome call-ins at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And we are thrilled to connect today with coach, author, and speaker Jen Kochan as she shares her vast experience with caregiving and really the life lessons that are found in her first book, When I Die, Take My Panties, Turning Your Darkest Moments into Your Greatest Gifts. And Jen, you were just starting to share with us some very important strategies to assist our caregiver audience of various sorts. So can you please pick up where you left off?
Absolutely. So the first one that we talked about was, you know, what can I do for you right now in that moment of time? I think the second, it's funny, the second piece is breathe. And particularly turning off the radio, turning off the podcast, turning off, the radio shows you're listening to for the moment. Because sometimes the only break you have to just be with yourself is on the car ride from home to hospital, or from home to hospice, or from school to work, et cetera, after you drop the kids off. And it's important for you to take time for you. And when we're giving care to so many others, we often forget to take the time for ourselves because it feels like I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to take care of myself. Where am I going to find that kind of time? You're going to find that time in between the ups and downs, in between that ebb and flow. So turn off the radio and breathe. I always recommend to clients when you want to calm your central nervous system, a 4-2-4 breath. Different people do it different ways. Breathing in for 4 counts, holding for 2 counts, and breathing out for 4 counts. Even if you just take time for 5 deep breaths where you're consciously breathing in and breathing out, you're going to ground yourself, you're going to calm your energy down, and you're going to find some solace in that. The third thing I would say is people want to help you. They just don't know what to ask. They don't know what to say. They don't know whether to bring it up. So please don't be shy about asking other people for help. When I speak, I always ask the question, how many of you love being there for your friends and family? Every hand goes up. How many of you love asking for help? Maybe 3 hands go up. So we're a world of people who love to contribute, to give, to care, yet we're afraid to ask for fear we'll be a burden for another. Just know people in our lives are there waiting to be asked. So make sure to ask for help.
Gosh, that one, you know, that one personally hits me between the eyes, because if I was a participant in your courses, I would have done the very same pattern that you just cited there, Jen. And so there's really a sequence of events here that you're talking about with the patient or client themselves. What do you need in this moment really boils it down. And the question about, you know, what does the caregiver need boiled down also really brings it to something tangible that can be acted upon. P.S. When I am getting ready for my shows, I do the exact same breathing, but 3 times repeated. In 4 seconds, hold, 4 seconds, out, 4 seconds. And so the power of breath cannot be underestimated. You know, thank you for those things too. And I know that in writing the book, you've already referenced this, that you have learned plenty about yourself along the way. And I am certain that would be of interest with listeners as well. So, you know, kind of what are the insights for Jen Kochan that happened here?
Yeah, well, as you said, I referenced it earlier. Number one, I'm no longer afraid of dying myself. I'm no longer afraid of anyone else dying in my life. I would say the second piece is I'm far more resilient than I ever thought possible. And I want to spend more time on the third piece, which is I opened up and connected to my ability to channel, to be an energy healer, and to be a far deeper spiritual being than I ever thought possible. I woke up to my own gifts. I began to recognize that I began to still my own voice in my head, to be able to listen to that still small voice in our gut, which we also call our intuition. And I would know I was on the mark because I began to notice my left bicep getting hot and vibrating when I was getting messages, things that I needed to do for myself. I would get a picture of myself running on the beach. I'm not a runner. In fact, I think I have a doctor's note against running. I'm not supposed to run, but there I was running on the beach because spirit was talking through me. Oh, I'm supposed to ask my mom that question. Okay, there I was in hospice with her 3 days before she died saying, Mom, do you regret having the operation you have? Absolutely not. She said, I wasn't ready to go. And I said, thank you for asking that because I felt like I pushed you into it. She looked at me. She said, when have you ever pushed me into anything? And I began to laugh about that. I also was guided to get particular spiritual texts from a local bookstore, stones for my mother to be able to meditate and pray with, that I wouldn't have thought about otherwise. And I now use those gifts with my clients. And so I know my own soul contract. I chose that mother, that journey, to be able to use those events to tap into my own power as a healing channel and a spiritual person.
You know what? Even though you're not being paid to be on this show, I feel like paying you, Jen, because it is music to my ears when you say assuming your own healing gifts, because obviously that was not the case for you at every stage of life necessarily. You really claimed your powers and who you are as a result of that journey. And you know that healers across the millennia have actually been vilified. And we have been subject to ways that we need to diminish our light, to diminish our power. So I did not realize that your mother's journey also allowed you to really embrace and know who you are and how you walk in the world. Because we've had the chance to meet face to face, I can feel that and I can see those qualities off of you. That's what drew me to come over to you and say, you know, I would just love to have you on the show, because you're showing people that it is so important to really trust ourselves. We had a show on intuition a few weeks ago, and so you've just echoed that. Now stand by, Jen Kolkin, because you're still with us. And right now, I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. We're the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes.
Mike Zorich, a three-time California state champion in Greco-Roman wrestling at 114 pounds. Mike, blind since birth, was born in Hartford, Connecticut. He was a six-time national placer, including 2 seconds, two-thirds, and two-fourths. He also won the Veterans Folkstyle Wrestling twice at 152 pounds. In all these tournaments, he was the only blind competitor. Nancy Zorich, a creative spirit whose talents have taken her to the stage and into galleries and exhibitions in several states. Her father, a commercial artist who shared his instruments with his daughter and helped her fine-tune her natural abilities, influenced her decision to follow in his footsteps. Ms. Zorich has enjoyed a fruitful career doing what she loves. Listen Saturday mornings at 12 Eastern for the Nancy and Mike Show for heartwarming stories and interesting talk on the BBM Global Network.
And we're live. Always, I am grateful that you choose to be a treasured member of our audience. And this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we are chatting with life coach, author, and speaker Jen Kolkin as she continues to share tremendous insights based on her own journey as a cancer caregiver to her mom. And we've been talking about what Jen learned about herself along the way, and that included embracing your healing gifts, which was so tremendous. And this is the time where I always like to know, Jen, is there any final awareness or knowledge that we may not have gotten to that you would like to impart with caregivers, like any last takeaways? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think there's two things. You know, we want to, number one, write down 5 things you're grateful for every day. And I'm sure you talk about gratitude on the show, but gratitude changes your brain chemistry. I don't care if you write down, I'm grateful I woke up this morning, I'm grateful I had a hot cup of tea. Anything that you can feel emotionally will change your brain chemistry. And the second thing is, as hard as it could be sometimes, remember to laugh. So watch, go on YouTube and find some puppy videos, baby videos, kitty videos. Watch movies that make you laugh. Laughter and gratitude will make you feel so much better.
Yeah, you know, those things, all of what we're saying with each other may at first blush sound quite straightforward, if I would put it that way, but actually look, folks, for the underlying messages about what you can do, because Jen and I both recognize that you can feel very overwhelmed as a caregiver. And so you often think you don't have time to breathe or laugh or be grateful. And yet what we're saying is that you actually do. So I thank you for those important reminders, along with everything else that you've shared today. And Jen, you know how important it is for me to make sure that we also speak to where folks can find out more about you. So I'd love for you to update us about current projects, websites, etc., 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 so that we can tap more into your extensive expertise.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can find out more about me by going to my website, which is simply jenkolkin.com, J-E-N coken.com. People are welcome to send an email to me at jen@jencoken.com. We have a little theme going there. As you mentioned in the beginning of the show, we're about to launch a 7-month leadership development program for a technology company that will focus on multiculturalism and work with about 30 of their global leaders. I'm currently working on a 4-part series for a group of Hill staffers all around career development, bringing in strengths, Clifton-based strengths and emotional intelligence. And at some point this summer into the fall, I'll be taking a little bit of a hiatus to start the first crappy draft of my first, or sorry, my third book. And I say crappy because that allows me to just go ahead and put pen to paper, and that will be all on success, but really looking at it from how the top CEOs deal with failure. So I've interviewed some of the country's top CEOs to get their philosophies, and it'll be called Their Philosophy of Failure, How America's Top CEOs Succeed. And that will be turned into a series of books. I'll be starting on my third book as well.
Cool. Holy smokes. Wow, that's a lot that you're up to, because if I'm not mistaken, you also have a book. I think it's done, but I'm just checking, Jen. It's called Embrace the Ridiculousness, A Pocket Guide to Being a Better You. Is that so?
That's so. That's a little, you know, it's 12 short chapters. If you were confronted dealing with a breakdown at work, it's a great little book to have and just open it up to whatever chapter comes up and follow the exercise. So I tried to do it for busy managers and busy people, and anybody can really use it. Even if you're a caregiver and you're dealing with something, grab that book. I think it's $5 on Amazon. Maybe it's $4. I don't even know. Maybe it's about 66 pages, very short, to the point. As you said, velvet sledgehammer. I'm kind of no nonsense, but attempt to deliver things with love.
Yeah, well, I do. And you are today. And, you know, because I was just thinking, if there's ever a period where you're juggling a tangle of responsibilities or, you know, wading your way through full stop crises, I would have to think that caregiving is it. And you know, just remind us, Jen, what is the name of your website again? And where can we send you an email?
JenCoken.com, JenCoken.com. And of course, I'm on Twitter and LinkedIn and Instagram and all the things. And then people are welcome to email me with the following email address, jen@jencoken.com.
Okay, beauty. And so, you know what? Love radio, but also it's so fast, an hour. And so I say, too bad, so sad, because our time with you, Jen, has come to an end, or it's coming to an end. And folks, can't I just say with all of you listening that Jen Coken has been so entertaining and supportive at the same time. I reinforce that I truly hope that you're going to take away more than one nugget of wisdom that will make a difference in your life, or possibly that of someone around you diagnosed with cancer, because I know that I am going through this with a dear friend as we speak, and another dear friend passed away a mere 3 months after his diagnosis last fall. And in fact, it was just said on the news recently that 1 in 2 people will hear the words, "You have cancer," in their lifetimes. Yes, Jen Coken and I agree that this is part of a soul contract. Not everybody in my life has certainly agreed with me on that point, yet it is truly what I feel is going on. And I know you do too, Jen. So, you know, I realize that you help also the cancer patients wandering, you know, through the maze of disease. And this can really be part of a greater wisdom gathering journey, because people are so much more, of course, than their diagnoses. So, you know, as much as you do describe yourself, Jen, as the velvet sledgehammer, I am sure that we can all concur that we have also experienced the soulful, velveteen version with you today. And like the rabbit, I hope that all of us can learn from Jen's poignancy. So truly, Jen, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on with us today.
Well, thank you so much, Carolyn. The work that you're doing, both with your writing and your speaking, and especially with this radio show, is so important. So thank you for giving voice to those that perhaps can't voice what they would like to, that's on their hearts.
Yeah, so true. And, you know, I do this obviously in service toward caregivers of all sorts because of experiencing. You and I had different journeys perhaps with our mothers and or parents, but just the fact is that we're both here trying to serve and make a difference in a world that can often feel very dark nowadays. And so I'm encouraging the audience to also get very clear about what you're going to implement in terms of what you have gained from Jen into your life. And maybe to boil it down, I would ask you as a coach, one mindset and one strategy. Now stand by, folks. We've got one more segment and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show.
Patricia Fayeweather Harlow is passionate about the environment and conserving our natural resources. She's written a 5-part book series for all ages called Rock with Rodney and Party with Perky to Preserve Wildlife, which brings awareness through these vibrant characters on preserving and protecting our national parks and historic landmarks. Harlow has launched a campaign to mobilize green supporters in forming a united front against big oil, big coal, and the Keystone XL pipeline. And she addresses the controversial practice of fracking in books 4 and 5. She's determined to bring greater awareness to the dangers of drilling and running crude oil through pipelines that cut through pristine landscapes. And she empowers readers to take action in keeping America beautiful. To learn more about Patricia Fayeweather Harlow and to purchase her books, visit www.patricia-fayeweather-harlow.com. That's F-A-Y-E-R-W-E-A-T-H-E-R. And play your part in preserving the landscape that we all share and love. Abuse happens every moment of every day. According to national statistics in the United States, every 2 minutes, someone is sexually assaulted. And every 10 minutes, a report of child abuse is made. Those currently struggling with abuse, or if you know someone who has been the victim of abuse, you are not alone. Whether physical, mental, emotional, or sexual, know there is hope, there is help, there is healing. Author Tammy Hall has written a book from her own account of abuse called Journey of Courage that can guide you through your own personal journey of healing. Stop struggling through life. It's your story. It's your healing. And it can begin with the first turn of the page. Visit www.journeyofcourage.com to begin your path to becoming the person you were ultimately created to be. Healed, hopeful, happy.
Welcome back, all of you, to what always becomes a precious last few moments with one another. And I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and it's the time of week where we start to preview next week. And I also let you know about a few upcoming things that are happening, projects that I'm working on, always with your benefit. I was just saying before our last pause there that Jen and I are both in the business of wanting seriously and earnestly to make a difference for caregivers out there. And so everything that I truly do is in service for all of you. And toward that end, next week's show is going to be a very interesting one on the power of story. It's going to tap a little bit into some themes that have to do with daughters and their maternal journeys. We had one of those, which was a very poignant mother-daughter journey back in early May. And so with our guest coming up, I look forward to us revealing some things, including mental health, that don't always get the airtime that they deserve. And yet they need to, because there are some things that folks need to know growing up in that environment compared to the silence that used to reign, say, 50 years ago, where you could just not talk about with freedom and liberty about some of the family stories, history, as it were, skeletons in the closet. So I know that she is going to speak with integrity, with truth, with honor, with dignity and a whole bunch of other qualities. And I personally can't wait, because there are a lot of people in the coaching world that are talking about, yeah, the power of story, share your story, how important story is. But no, there's going deep and they're staying on the surface. And we are both about going deep. Now, before that, I want to let you know about, I'm always here to book with you a confidential readiness session where we can together determine if you're ready, willing, and able to receive the support that is available to you to navigate this caregiving marathon with less stress and greater health, while also keeping your work, relationships, and life intact. And you can find me at copingwithuncopableparents.com or pop me an email at carolann@carolannhamilton.com, where Carolann is spelled C-A-R-O-L-A-N-N, carolann@carolannhamilton.com. To catch any of the archives of these shows, you can also go to boldbravemedia.com/shows/the-conscious-caregiver, and I can be located under self-help or health and wellness. And one project that I'm working on for all of you right now is a second freebie to the one that's already on my website, and it's going to be called Getting Through the Elder Care Maze, the top three questions and answers for dealing with your aging parents. And these will include, what do I need to do legally and financially to protect my parents? How do I approach them about giving up the car keys? And how do I deal with my siblings, especially the disagreeable ones? And so I think that that one, along with the Elder Care Rescue Guide, is really going to speak in some practical terms that I have been listening to my audiences and clients for a while now talking about. And especially the one about siblings, it is a subject. If I had a Carol Ann secret, private, you know, top five list of the issues that caregivers with brothers or sisters deal with, that would probably be one of them. And I know that not enough is talked about regarding the whole notion of car keys. In fact, in early July, I'll be talking about some of my favorite Carol Ann stories, and most of them have to do with my stubborn dad, quite frankly. So stay tuned for the Elder Care Maze. Anyway, you know how it goes. You've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? And we are on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice. Right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
Interact Debit can help save small businesses from higher credit card fees. So we asked them what they'd do with that savings.
If more people used Interact Debit, I could use the savings to add a little more stock into my store and actually start a few more community initiatives.
We could use that money to grow the business and reach even more people with our message.
We would save lots of money, and then we'd be able to open multiple locations across Canada.
Pay with Interact Debit. Our lower fees can help save small businesses money.
One of our favorite seasons is almost here, and at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's,